Here's what we know from park spokesman Brent Everett.
We did get a significant impact from the hurricane, and they're trying to evaluate what that exact damage is and how long it's going to take us to get back up and running.
In the Fort Pickens area, there's a substantial overwash of sand and water on the roads and in the parking lots, with some standing water in the campground areas.
The campground, we haven't been able to evaluate the infrastructure there because we can't do that till those waters recede. And then in some places, we have up to 2 feet of sand on the roadway. It's just going to take some time to clear that roadway off so that we can let visitors back in to enjoy the area.
All reservations through Wednesday night are canceled, and those holding them are being contacted. And says Everett, the same goes pretty much for County Road 399, J. Earl Bowden Parkway, between Pensacola Beach and Navarre Beach.
If you remember back to Tropical Storm Cindy back in June, we had some overwash that compromised part of the roadway there. We've had larger, significant impacts this time around, so it's going to be some time before Highway 399 reopens.
Before Nate entered the Gulf of Mexico over the weekend, the National Park Service implemented its incident management system, which was put into place after the September 11th attacks. Everett says it allows for safe evacuation before a storm and damage inspection afterward.
A lot of folks know that the bridges around here close at about 40-mile-an-hour winds, and all of our areas are beyond those bridges, so we need to get our folks back before that shutdown happens to protect their own lives as well. So this process allows us to do that in a quick and efficient manner for the life, health, and safety of our visitors, but also our employees.
Standing water has the facilities and parking lots at Opal Beach closed with no reopening until it recedes. Also, the park's Okaloosa area.
They're just in very low-lying areas, and so once the water gets in there, the water table rises. It just takes a while for all that water to recede. So while you'll see other state parks and other attractions throughout the area will reopen a lot faster, it just takes time with Fort Pickens and Santa Rosa area.
If there is a silver lining, it's that there are no shorebirds nesting at Gulf Islands at this time of the year. However, Everett says it's a different story for the park's sea turtle population.
We had a bumper crop of nests this year, which was amazing and great, and a lot of those had a tough time going through, Cindy. So we're still waiting to see. As of last week, we had about 30 nests still waiting to hatch. So we're anxious to get our staff back out there in the coming days to check on those nests and see how they withstood the storm.
On Tuesday, the park's Naval Live Oaks and Fort Barrancas areas are scheduled to resume normal operations. Johnson Beach at the Perdido Key area is set to open at noon. More information on the park's status can be found at nps.gov/Gulf Islands and on Facebook. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.